The gospel reading today offers what seems to be a sudden and extreme contradiction to all that Jesus teaches and preaches. Jesus brings us unity and peace and the communion of hearts and souls. Jesus teaches love and forgiveness. He wants us to bear fruit and be co-creators and make the new kingdom present here and now. But today we hear him talk about setting the earth on fire and wanting it to be blazing everywhere. He says he didn't come to establish peace, but division. A division of the worst kind, division within families. So what's going on here? Well, as always, we have to see the scriptures in the context to draw their meaning. Jesus is making an explanation here to those who are close to him, and he's responding to a question by Peter. He's alluding to the great overall plan of the Father, that peace and unity are the main intention of the Father for humanity. The fire Jesus speaks of here is not a fire of destruction, but a fire to purify. The idea of the gospel is to cause people to open their eyes and to distinguish the dross from the genuine article. Just as ore goes into the fire to melt away the excess and leave the pure metal of silver or gold or copper or iron. This is the fire that Jesus brings and wishes was already burning. And he knows it will only come with the Holy Spirit after his death and resurrection. The division Jesus brings is not a reversal of the theme of peace. Rather, it is a forewarning of what will come about as the gospel takes root in the hearts of people. The division results from the sin that has taken root in the world, captured the hearts and souls of many, hearts and souls that do not let go of sin easily. So many of us are locked into a belief that we can redeem and save ourselves. And we rail against a message and a promise coming from something so radically different and requiring such radical change and risk that it is fought against furiously. And so division will come. It must come. Anywhere that the gospel arrives and flourishes. Even within families, as Jesus tells us. What Jesus predicts has been present from the beginning and through to our own time, sometimes with physical violence, and sometimes just the verbal or emotional violence of division. But it's all painful, and Christians have borne it from the start. It would be hard for me to believe that anyone here, or any true Christian, for that matter, has never experienced this division or can't see it around us. All too common today is the family divided by the refusal of Christ and the gospel. Young people denying the faith of their parents. Parents being held at a distance because of faith differences. Grandchildren being withheld because grandparents choose to live their faith in Christ. Parents who disapprove of a son or a daughter embracing Catholicism and shut the door on them. The pain of a family torn apart. There's not much that compares. Yet Jesus foretold it, not because he desired it, but because he knew the hold that sin has on humanity, and that division is unavoidable as sin is burned away by the fire of the cross and the resurrection. And outside of the family, we are witnesses today to an assault on Christianity in our social standards, our media, our economy, our electoral process, our politics. While extreme persecution has not begun in our nation yet, the violence and death dealt out to Christians in other places like Africa is appalling. Yet those forces that separate themselves from the gospel somehow justify turning a blind eye to what they see as the solution to their problems. And as I wrote this up, it came to me that that is exactly what Adolf Hitler called the death camps for the Jews, the final solution. In obedience to God's will, Jesus resolutely goes on his journey to Jerusalem, fully ready to face all opposition along the way, and finally on Calvary. He knows the full nature of the opposition against him. He knows what awaits him, but he compromises nothing of God's will or the good news that he brings into the world. He is ready to offer all that must be offered. The Apostle Paul said that Jesus did all that he did for the sake of the joy that lay before him. He endured the cross, despising its shame, and sits with God. Paul said to consider how Jesus endured such opposition from sinners in order that we may not grow weary and lose heart. So the question before us is, just where do we stand in regards to the revelation of Jesus Christ, his truth, and his love? In the divisions that Jesus foretold and that exist so strongly today, where do we stand? Are we true to Christ? Or do we compromise in the face of opposition? Jesus said, "How great is my anguish until it is accomplished." We share in that anguish, but we also will share in the joy that is to come.